Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let's unite our hearts together in prayer. Our gracious Lord, our loving, eternal Heavenly Father, we thank Thee and we praise Thee, Lord, that we can approach the throne of grace tonight in the name that is above every name, the name of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, Lord, for everything that name means to us. We thank Thee for the revelation of Thy Son, our Saviour, in the precious Word of God. We thank Thee, O Lord, He is a Saviour of sinners. Christ is a Saviour for me. We praise Thee, Lord, for each one who's gathered here and watching this program who knows Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We thank Thee for the day that our eyes were opened to our need of a Savior. Thank You, Lord, for the day our sins were dealt with in the finished work of the Savior. And we praise Thee, Lord, that we've entered into that covenant of grace. We praise You, Lord, for an eternal salvation, a perfect, a full, and a free salvation. And our heart's desire for this program today is it, O Lord, should there be one gathered here or listening in that they would come to know Christ as their Saviour too. O Lord, be merciful, we pray. Apply the Word of God effectually to hearts, and may souls be born again of the Spirit of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Bless our brother, the Reverend Woods, as he would come and minister thy word. We pray, O Lord, it will be a word in season, as a nail in a sure place. And even people this day will be able to testify, the Lord spoke to me through his word. We ask these things for thine eternal glory, in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen. Amen. We're going to read from the word of God, and we're turning to Hebrews chapter 2 and commencing to read at verse number 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Amen. Let's further worship the Lord by singing that old gospel hymn, Have You Been to Jesus for the Cleansing Power? Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb?
I want to thank the Reverend McKee for leading the meeting up until this point. And I want to turn your attention, please, to Hebrews chapter 2 and the verse 3, especially the first part of the verse, Hebrews 2 and the verse 3, where the apostle writes, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" The word "great" is often used in the Word of God to describe the person of God, the works of God, and the salvation of God. For example, we read of the Lord Jesus that he is a great high priest. He is the great shepherd of the sheep, and he is a great king. And of course, we discover in the record of God's word that God has great power. He shows great mercy. He demonstrates great grace. And as for God's people, those who have experienced salvation, we are reminded that there waits for us in heaven a great reward. Here in Hebrews chapter 2 and the verse 3, salvation from sin, the guilt of sin, salvation from the power of sin, salvation from the eternal consequences of sin is described as so great salvation. And of course, the text reminds us that if this salvation is neglected and rejected, there is no other way to escape the righteous judgment of God. The Lord Jesus, as he walked upon this scene of time, he preached about this great salvation. He sent out his apostles to preach about this great salvation. And until this very day, the same great salvation is proclaimed throughout this world. And just for a few moments, I want us to consider the words found here in Hebrews 2 and verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I want us, first of all, to ask the question, what makes this salvation so great? In life, in the different experiences of life, there are those who are able to speak of being saved from danger, being saved from injury, being saved from death in different situations, maybe in an accident, maybe during an illness, maybe out at sea in great danger. And yet the salvation which is set before us in our text and throughout the Word of God is a salvation that is not only effective now in life, but for all eternity. It is a salvation not particularly related to the temporal, but to our spiritual well-being and to our souls. And this salvation is described as so great salvation because it reveals to us a great Savior. As we read the opening chapter of Hebrews, we discover that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is set before us in many different ways. He is set before us as the heir of all things. He is set before us as the Creator, the one who upholds all things by the word of his power, the one who is so much better than the angels. He is worshipped by the angels. And he is the one who, when he by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. He is a great Savior because he is the only Savior. He is the only one who has done all that is necessary to save his people from their sins. The Scripture tells us in Acts 4 and verse 12, in the words of Peter, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." The Lord Jesus could say of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And of course, the Lord Jesus came into this world in God's appointed time as the Savior. He came into this world as the God-man, he who had always existed as the eternal Son of God. He took a body like unto ours, and he came into this world as perfect God and perfect man. And he lived that sinless life to provide a perfect righteousness for all who would turn from sin and receive him as Savior. He went to the cross of Calvary, and there he was obedient unto death, There he offered himself as the only sufficient sacrifice for sins forever. There he offered up himself as the substitute for sinners. There, in his very soul, he endured the wrath of God. There he shed his precious blood. There he laid down his life. He died and was buried. And thank God, he arose again. And today he is still one who is able to save. And he is willing to save all who turn from sin and receive him as Savior. This salvation then is a great salvation because this salvation reveals to us a great Savior. This salvation is a great salvation because it saves from the vilest of sins. When the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he declared most solemnly that those who live in sin shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The unrighteous, he declared, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And by nature, we are all unrighteous. And then the Apostle Paul listed a number of sins, not an exhaustive list of sins, but he listed sins such as fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, thieves, covetous, drunkards. And he declared that those who live in such sins and remain unrepentant, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And yet he went on to say to some of those to whom he wrote, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. In other words, Paul was declaring that no matter how low an individual may have stooped in sin, no matter what sins they may have been in bondage to and maybe tried even to give up, God's salvation is such a great salvation that if such a sinner is brought to turn from sin and receive that salvation, they can be saved from the vilest of sins. The persecutor Saul of Tarsus discovered this great salvation saves from all sin. The dying thief on the cross at Calvary discovered that this great salvation can save from all sin. And I wonder, have you experienced this salvation for yourself? Have you received this great Savior? Have you experienced salvation from all your sins? This salvation is also a great salvation because this salvation saves from a terrible eternity. Our text says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What is the text referring to escaping from? Escaping from the wrath of God. Escaping from the judgment of God. Escaping from ending up in that terrible place called hell, that place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, that place that is described as the blackness of darkness forever, this great salvation can save you from ending up in that terrible eternity, that terrible place of everlasting punishment. What a great salvation then is set before us in our text. Have you received this salvation by faith? Or does tonight still find you lost in your sin? Our text also sets before us the fact that this great salvation can be neglected. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? There are many who make light of this most vital matter, the salvation of the soul. There are many who neglect this most important matter as they go through this life. The Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 22, during his ministry, speaking the words of that parable in which he set before his hearers a king who had made a marriage for his son. And he had sent out his servants when all was ready to call those who were already invited and bidden to the marriage. And when the servants went out to call those individuals to come and enjoy the marriage feast, we discover that they would not come. And so the king, he sent out other servants again to proclaim to those who had been invited that all was ready, and they were to come and partake of the marriage feast. And we read in Matthew 22 and verse 5 that those people that were invited, they made light of the invitation and the call to come. And they went their ways, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. In their eyes, they had more important things to be involved in than going to enjoy this wedding feast. And when we read that they made light of the invitation, those words, they made light, they carry the same meaning as the word neglect in our text. And of course, in that parable, the Lord Jesus was highlighting that many made light of the call to come and turn from their sin and to receive Christ as Savior, to be united to Him by faith. And maybe today, in your experience, you have made light of the message of the gospel. You have made light of the fact that you have a soul that needs to be saved, a soul that is in danger of being lost for all eternity. And so the question would go out to you, how shall you escape if you neglect so great salvation? Maybe like those in the parable, you have given all your time to things which in themselves are not sinful, but they are just to do with this life, just to do with the body, not to do with the great eternity, not to do with the great need of your soul. The Word of God says, today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart. For how shall you escape if you neglect so great salvation? Our text will also remind us in the final place that when God's salvation is neglected, there is no other way of escape. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Of course, to escape means to flee away from something. And there is no other way to effectively flee away from the wrath of God and flee away from ending up in a lost eternity outside of this so great salvation. As the little chorus says, one way, God said, to get to heaven, Jesus is the only way. In the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, at the end of the chapter 6, we read of a solemn scene on that day that is described as the day of the wrath of God. And we read of those who through their lives have neglected God's salvation, have rejected God's salvation. We read indeed of the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, the bond men, the free men. And we read of such among them who have neglected this so great salvation that they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. They will say to the mountains and the rocks on that day, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? We said at the beginning of the message that there are many things described in the Word of God as great. Particularly, we mention God as a great God, Christ as a great Savior. And our text that we have been considering in Hebrews 2 speaks about a great salvation. But here, in Revelation chapter 6, we're reading about the great day of God's wrath. We're reading about those who will cry out to be hidden from the wrath of the Lamb. What a terrible thing on that day to be still found as one neglecting this so great salvation, one making light of this so great salvation, and to have left it too late to think seriously about this so great salvation and the need of your soul. How solemn then are these words? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? If you up to this moment are one of those who has neglected this salvation, neglected your soul, rejected the Savior, why not now at this moment think seriously about your need to escape the wrath that is to come, your need to flee from the wrath that is to come, your need to come before God in repentance of sin, and by faith receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Scripture says, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And at this very moment, you can receive this so great salvation without delay. The Lord Jesus said in his word, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Come then and accept this so great salvation, lest you should die unsaved and out of Christ and find no other way to escape that lost eternity. May God write his word even upon our hearts at this time. Let us just seek the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank thee for this so great salvation that thy Son has purchased and provided, this so great salvation that is offered freely to sinners in the gospel. We rejoice that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall become a partaker of this so great salvation. May your word be hidden in every heart, and may it bring forth fruit unto eternal life. May your kingdom be extended. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.